This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We extend to you a warm welcome from the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. In today's program, we see Jesus, our great shepherd, concerned for the lamb that is lost. That lost lamb may be you or someone you know who is apart from a relationship with Christ. Please stay with us today as we study the parable of the lost sheep and talk about our role in it.
We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Visiting with a lady a few days ago, she told me she was having a difficult time of it. She had a feeling that no one really cared for her. No one gave her much thought. And I said, well, those terrible thoughts can come into our minds, but we don't want them to stay there very long, do we? No, she said, but how do you get rid of them? And I said, I've got the answer. There is no one who ever cared for you like Jesus. Friends may fail, relatives may fail. It seems that life is dark and gloomy. But just remember that no one ever cared for you like Jesus, and we'll talk about that in the text today. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we have gathered to hear what you have to say to us today about your love that reaches out and seeks us, bringing us back into the fold again and again. Lord, we thank you for all of the goodness that you have shown upon us. We thank you that you are the God of the universe, and that while there are times that you must tell us what is right and what is wrong, there is also a time when you can share with us the gospel. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. Amen. The text for today is recorded in the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning with verse 1. It reads as follows. Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all gathered together around to hear him. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep. And loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home. Then he calls his friend and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need any repentance. Heavenly Father, these are thy words. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. Friends in Christ, in just a few words, Jesus draws a picture of the lost sheep. And Luke has done well in putting it into a glorious message. Let's listen to that today. He draws a picture of a lost sheep. But that one sheep, of course, is a part of a flock. Now, if you can get this into your mind, here's a flock of sheep. 100 of them. But now there were only 99. The one had nibbled his way out of the kingdom of God. What happened? The shepherd left the 99 and went out to find the one that was lost. Now you may wonder, was that very good wisdom? What if the 99 had scattered and he had lost 50 of them? But this is what the text says. He went out and fought and looked for the one. And then when he found it, he put it on his shoulders and he went home. And on the way, he said to his neighbors and to his friends, "The sheep that was lost has been found. Come over to my house. We're going to have a picnic. We're going to eat and be merry. For that which was lost has been found." And then Jesus says in the end of that text that I read for you, "I tell you that in the same way," so I think here we have our application, "there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." There's a picture here. And what I'd like to do today is try to have you find where you really are. Going back over the parable that Jesus spoke, the mass of sheep that were the flock, that we could liken to our congregation. They were safe with the shepherd. They were very cozy. They had become thoroughly convinced that he would care for them. He satisfied their needs. They had a good job. The children were doing well in school. All was just exactly the way they wanted it. They were healthy and well. No affliction had come to them. So they sit around and Sunday comes and they go to church. The message was not taken too seriously, but they were good church people, a lot of them. And then when it was over, they met some friends and probably had a cup of coffee on the way home. They had somewhat of an assurance that Jesus was going to be with them both now and in eternity, but they were not quite sure. As over against this, that was the flock. There was this one sheep, you recall from the reading of the parable, who nibbled himself out of the kingdom. Who is that? That's the person who has thought, "Well, this Christianity is all right, but I want to try something else." This often comes in our formative years, long in the high school and college years. I belong to the church. I respect the church. I love my father and mother for their faithfulness to the church. But I've got to see what else is offered to me before I take that strong commitment. So he goes out and he's alone. He walks away. He doesn't do anything drastic. He's just like the sheep. He kind of nibbles his way out of the kingdom. He decides that on Sunday morning he would rather sleep in. That's the way most of the boys were doing in the dormitory. He knew that there was a group of Christian people, but he had always been a part of that kind of a group. Now it was something else. That's the people who are round about us, friend. And sometimes we have to remember that our speaking to him in behalf of Jesus can, in a Bible study or wherever it is, talking about coming back home can do more to cause that person to rethink his life than we sometimes give it credit for doing. Jesus turns then to his flock. They've been out grazing, they're home. Again, remember, the flock is a church. All over the world, Jesus has the people who are a part of the flock. And some of them go, but in this particular flock, there were 99 that had come home. And there was only one that was lost. But he sent the 99 home, and he went out seeking the lost. Now, this is the picture. Jesus is the shepherd. He has left the congregation knowing that they will be well fed and cared for spiritually by others. But he's going out to find this one sheep who really and truly is lost. And then when he finds him, he picks him up, and I think he must have cuddled him a little bit and put him on his shoulder and took him home. And then the picture continues, and the neighbors come out and they see him walking home with a sheep over his shoulder. Whatever happened? And with a big smile, he says, "Come on over to my house. We're going to eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow, God is concerned more about one sheep that is lost and has been found than he does all the rest. Not that he loves them anymore, but those that are home in the flock are safe. Nothing is going to harm them. But this one who could have died by his moving away from the flock further and further and further was now home, comfortable in the shepherd's arms, ready to serve him. Where then do you find yourself in this picture, friend? There are many different places. For example, you can be in the flock. Probably many of us are just there. We are Christian people in the sense that we trust Christ as our Savior. We know that we have a Savior who protects us, that he gives us the necessities to life, and we have all that we need to eat and to wear. We have our friends. When we are sick, he attends us. When our loved ones die, he assures us that they have gone to be with him. It's a marvelous state to live in. I know I'm living right there now. That comfort that you get when you lose a loved one cannot be duplicated by anything in the world. You can have friends and they can be ever so good to you, and they can invite you out to eat, and they bring food to your house, and oh my, what attention we can get. That's wonderful. It should continue. But no one ever really cares for us like Jesus. I ask you, are you in that flock, like the congregation? Then in just a minute, I'll show you where Jesus has a real job for you and for me as we live among those who have been scattered here and there. Are you among those who have heard Jesus say, I want to use you? You're not just to sit comfortably in the little flock, but there are scattered throughout this world people who need to be brought back. They need the church, and the church is going to do that. The church is going to be my mouthpiece. The church is going to be that one or that body reaches out and says, you know, Jesus still loves you. You've walked away. I know you're here in church this morning, but you're really not tied into Christ like you used to be, or you really know that you should be, but you aren't. You still want to be away. Well, Jesus is out seeking you through his church today on this radio program and the many other radio and television programs that are heard in the churches to which you can go. Christian Crusaders has for its one primary purpose to share this gospel of Jesus Christ with all of those who sometimes feel, I'm not wanted. Nobody cares for me. Oh, yes, they do. And Jesus Christ today, through these very average voices, are hearing, come, you're mine. I died for you. I have been raised. I live. I walk beside you. And when you die, you will go to heaven. If you're a seeker today and you're wondering if anybody really does care, just read that text over and over and over again. And here Jesus is saying, I go. I go through my church to the far corners of the earth. Because wherever the church is, wherever the world is, there the church is to work. So we shut our eyes and we think of the mission fields. And we have many people who have sat in church at one time or another, part of the flock, and they have thought, I think I should go. To spend a few of my years on the mission field, we've had them from our congregation. They came back after serving 6, 10 years, whatever it might be, in Nepal, New Guinea, Africa, all around. And have told of the wonderful experiences as they served as Christ's representatives, saying to those who had never heard about Jesus, in many cases, and then others who had heard about him, but the missionaries had gone and they drifted away, no one ever cares for you like Jesus. We are the ones who are to go to the people who Jesus, right here. They may not be ordained ministers, but they're Christian fathers and mothers. And what do they say to those little children? Look, no one ever cares for you like Jesus. Sometimes mothers and fathers can hurt, they can forget. And brothers and sisters likewise. But never let it get you down, because Jesus is caring for you. Maybe I speak to some of you this morning who have just started high school or college, or will be doing it within the next days, and you think, now I'm going to drift away a little bit. I'm going to see just what this world has to offer me. Don't be too serious about that. But if you do, and if you have, and that's where you are today, he is speaking to you through this voice. So you see, he wants to tell you, come on back. He uses his church. Each one who confesses Christ as Savior and Lord, they have been given a commission, and that is to tell the story of Jesus Christ. Simple, plain, But Jesus wants you to tell that, and you are free to tell those to whom you go that he wants you to tell them this. I tell you, my friend, there are many out there who are waiting to hear. Just waiting to hear. Had a situation not long ago. A lady came to church with her friend. In fact, it wasn't to the church, really. It was to the church women group. And she was really filled with a message. She didn't know it very well. She had not come from a very strong church home. But the lady who brought her had plenty of time for her. She, at that place, was playing the role of Jesus out seeking and saving the lost. She just had not invited her to another meeting where they could have another cup of coffee and another piece of cake. But she was inviting them to a gathering where they would hear the story of the gospel. And the lady went on to say that she had just lost a member of her family and she wondered about this matter of eternity. She said, I'd like to have you invite me again. And I'd like to someday come with my husband to church. They came to church. They returned. I know not when it happened, but that couple today are some of the leaders in a well-known congregation. Someone had been acting in the place of Jesus or for Jesus, just out there looking around who they could find and then dropping a simple but a loving invitation. It's interesting always to see the children who come home and do the same thing to the parents. And these children will kindly and lovingly say, I thank you for all that you did for me, but it wasn't quite enough. And now I want to share with you the faith that I have in my Savior. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being sought out by Jesus through your child? Can you imagine what happens when maybe mother and dad will say, we have been lax? And in examining their own Christian life, or what they call their Christian life, they discovered that they really have never had any great relationship with the Lord Jesus. But now this daughter of theirs was the one who was telling her and him the great story. Oh, my friend, no one ever has cared for us like Jesus, and no one ever will. But we can know this, that he is still there, and he's still calling on us. Are you a part of the group of the church people who have it comfortable, and you're willing to sit there? Jesus says no. Hear his voice saying, as a member of the church, be my representative all over this world. Some, not all, a missionary. Some right at home, some right within the walls of your house. Hear that. If you can see that you are a person like Jesus is sending out, that's where you are in the church. If you are out of the church, out of faith in Christ, he's calling you back. Calling you back to be with him, both for now and for all eternity. I pray, my friend, that you will take this passage of Scripture and make it a passage that you read real often. Luke 15:1-10. Jesus is always seeking. Sometimes he's seeking us, and sometimes he's seeking others through us. And that's our thought for today. Amen. Jesus loves me. Father, fill our hearts when we hear that you're out hunting for us, that the initiative starts with you. It is not that we are seeking the Lord, but once we have that feeling, help us to know that you're seeking us, and the Holy Spirit knocks at our door. Today, Heavenly Father, we pray in a very special way that this message may ring in the United States of America, and that we, a nation who's established our whole background on the teachings of God's holy word, may realize that without that God, there is little power, strength for us that cannot fail. God, be close to our country. Bless our president. Be with the Congress, the legislature, the governor, and all the others, that they may be men and women of faith, looking to you as your servants in their office. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has reminded you that truly no one ever cared for you like Jesus. This month, Christian Crusaders is celebrating its anniversary. Our first sermon went out over the airwaves on September 6, 1936, from Trinity Lutheran Church in Waterloo, Iowa, as a mission to provide the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who were unable to attend worship in their home congregation. By the Lord's grace, we have continued this mission since that day through the generosity of our listening audience. We invite you to commemorate this milestone by considering an anniversary gift of $78, $1 for each year Christian Crusaders has been on the air. If you would like to hear today's message again, we invite you to visit our website, ChristianCrusaders.org, where you can find an audio and printed copy of today's program, a daily devotion, and other spiritual helps. We also post audio and printed copies of past Christian Crusaders messages. Please visit us anytime at ChristianCrusaders.org. CDs and printed copies of today's program are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613, or by calling 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, speaker on Christian Crusaders for the past 51 years. Christian Crusaders has been broadcasting biblical truth every Sunday since 1936.